Hello and welcome. It is the Friday show. It is also Monday and it is going out on Tuesday morning. So excellent stuff across the board. But it is us looking ahead to the Premier League, the next set of Premier League fixtures. We're not going to include Arsenal, Newcastle. It hasn't happened yet. But as neither Arsenal nor Newcastle are playing this midweek, that's okay. And we're going to gloss over Liverpool, Burnley as well. It feels an awful long way off. In front of me, I have got Liam Prescott. I have got Andy McCann and I've got Mo Stewart to go through the remaining four games. But I'll even stop you there. We're only going to do three because John Gibbons has spoken to both the lads who are talking about teams with West in their title. He's spoken to Dan Hewitt about West Ham United, Dan Hewitt about West Bromwich Albion, but here is Andy Middleton on West Ham United. Then we'll have Dan Hewitt. Then we'll just get on with Leicester versus Chelsea. So we'll be back in a second. Call us early this one.
And I'm now with Andy Middleton. I presume a very happy Andy Middleton after another win for West Ham, Andy. Must have been great to have Antonio back, and obviously he gets the goal for you, but he's such a great player for you, isn't he? It must have been great to see him starting and scoring again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've spoken many times. We're a different player when he's in the side from when we had Hilaire. So, yeah, it was great to see him back and getting back to some sort of fitness and getting a goal to boost his confidence, I'm sure, in his return. So, yeah, all very positive from that point of view.
Yeah, you're ninth in the table, but it's tight, isn't it? You have a little look, only 3 points off Everton, 4 off Spurs and 5 off Liverpool because we don't win it, because we don't win anymore. So it is very much kind of looking up for West Ham, isn't it? Obviously, you've got West Brom coming up as well, which, you know, they won at the weekend. They've just spoke to Dan Hewitt and he's feeling, you know, much better about life than he was last week. But it's a winnable game, isn't it? And it does see you sort of looking up the table.
Yeah, definitely. I think, as we said, you know, you're sort of approaching, or I was approaching most games, I think they're winnable, to be honest. And I think West Brom should be. That said, the way we performed at home against Brighton and sometimes against those sides, we can be a little bit flat. I am a bit worried that I think the games that have come thick and fast and the lack of depth in our squad, we're starting to look a bit laboured to how we did 6 weeks ago. I think Rice and Souček did a good job on Saturday, but playing every game in such a demanding position and really no backup for them, I think they just look a little bit tired. And I'm not sure. I think our performance, or whether we're getting the results, I actually think our performance levels are dropping just a little bit, and that is a bit of a concern to me because if we're not going to refresh that position in this window, the backup's nowhere near the same quality of those two. So although we're desperate for a backup from Antonio, I think someone can set the midfield and probably on the left as well. We're a little bit, always sort of squad was a little bit light, and I think we might be getting to a telling time now, whether West Brom will be good enough to exploit it. But I'm a little bit worried about that we're starting to feel the pace.